WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Earlier this month, the College Station City Council delayed action on a request to close a street in the Northgate District to allow construction to continue on another major development. At the council's last meeting, unanimous approval was given, but with some reservation. Five lost spaces in the 300 block of First Street will be made up with a like number of space in a city-owned lot. But Councilwoman Julie Schultz noted they won't be reserved for those who live and work in the affected area.
Wanted it to be just a free-for-all for anybody. I don't see that being the answer. I don't think this is the solution to either one of those things.
Schultz and Blanche Brick were told city staff would attempt to work out an alternative solution for the affected renters. The street closure from December through next July is to allow construction crane to park where the domain is being built. The week after next, there will be public meetings in Bryan and Huntsville to get your opinions about the alignment of a $10 billion high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. The president of the Texas Central Railway, Robert Eccles, says the initial route is east of Bryan College Station, along or next to existing rights-of-way.
And I think in the longer term, there's a logic to connect it on through to Bryan College Station and then on over to Austin and San Antonio.
There had been local support for high-speed rail between Dallas and San Antonio with a connector between Temple and BCS, nicknamed the Texas T-Bone. Among the proponents, retired Easterwood Airport Director John Happ noted support had waned in recent years.
And as a result, we didn't have anybody in there pitching to keep it coming through Bryan College Station.
Eccles says construction of the Japanese-financed project could start in 2017. The first electric-powered bullet trains running at speeds of 200 miles per hour could start running 7 years from now. Public meetings are scheduled the 27th at the Brazos Center and the 28th at the Veterans Conference Center in Houston. More information is online at WTAW.com. Saturday night's postgame traffic leaving Kyle Field was slowed further due to a motorist who died behind the wheel. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says this was shortly after 11 p.m. Saturday night on FM 2818 near George Bush.
In addition to, I believe we had some minor traffic crashes in that area. REM has also responded to a medical call. A gentleman was driving down the road. He had been at the A&M game, was driving home to the Houston area when he went into medical distress.
Flieger says nearby motorists started CPR before the driver was taken to a local hospital where he later died. A new report shows each day last year, Brazos County gained 23 new residents.
The Texas Association of Realtors annual relocation report shows Brazos County was second in the state in the net number of new residents last year at nearly 8,600. All but 1,000 moved to Brazos County from within the state. Texas remained number one in the country in people relocating from other states and were number three for those leaving to another state. So the net number statewide, 138,000, boils down to about 378 each day. The Realtors report statewide and a summary for Brazos County are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 53 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or on our website at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Kathleen celebrating 9 years as a breast cancer survivor, Julie 3 years, and Erica 5. And we're celebrating with them because the Breast Center at St. Joseph has been recognized as a nationally accredited center, bringing access to board-certified specialists, 1 to 2 day diagnosis, a dedicated nurse navigator, and the full spectrum of care closer to home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph, expert care closer to home.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Psalm 122, verse 1 reads, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Friend, are you able to say the same thing? We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us. Our times and location are found on our website, bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. At the BCS Church of Christ, we seek to worship God according to the teaching of John 4:24. In this verse, Jesus makes it clear that the true worship of God consists of having the right attitude and the right standard. We must make sure that our heart is sincere, but also that our worship is according to God's pattern of truth, as found within the Bible. We at BCS Church of Christ invite you to come study and worship with us, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Aggie fan Slavacek sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavacek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavacek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavacek sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Let's check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Beautiful fall day in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the state. We'll have abundant sunshine today, quite comfortable. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80 through the afternoon hours. Clear tonight. Lows will fall back to about 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, high of 80. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows around 55. It'll be sunny Thursday. Temperatures, they're probably going to be up around 80 once again on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in a bit with A&M football readying for Alabama. We've got Monday Night Football, a rain delay in the ALCS and the NLCS. Both of them will play today. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you at 7:50-ish.
7:13. Sorry we didn't mention this to you yesterday so you could pack it in your kids' lunch today, but today is chocolate-covered insects day. You happen to have a house full of kiddos who've been hankering for that.
Do you go to Whole Foods for that?
I'm not sure. Well, we have the health food store here, you know, on Texas and Rosemary. They may have that. I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Or maybe,
Trader
Joe's?
Yeah, but we don't have either of those here. You know, I don't know. Are you going to drive to do that?
Well, if you're going to get chocolate-covered insects, you may have to.
And by the way, is it dark chocolate or is it milk chocolate? And does it really matter?
Well, yes. Dark chocolate's more healthy.
Well, it is. I understand that. But, I mean, it's all about crunchability anyway, isn't it? Well, excuse me. Is that worse than having a hair in a piece of food that you eat?
Oh, no. I mean, even the FDA has a certain amount of insects that can make it into every can of tomato sauce.
There are people all over the world that have survived on bugs.
On purpose.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Always ought to have some bugs with you just in case.
Yep. They travel well.
Yeah, they do. Another day, another drop in the old stock market yesterday. Dow Jones dropped another 1.3%. That's the lowest finish for the Dow in 5 months, and it was going so well. NASDAQ and S&P 500 both also dropped around 1 to 1.5%. The uncertainty in the market is being blamed on, okay, and now fill in the blank, because it could be anything.
They don't know.
They don't know. You're exactly right. They don't know. And I wish they'd just go ahead and start saying, oh, no, no, no. We always do the cause and effect thing. So today what they want to tell us is it's continued fears of global economic slowdown, particularly in Europe and China. So, by the way, they've told China, scientists have told China, that they could be in for a record hot summer if they don't change their ways.
They don't care.
That's exactly right. They're going to go, and we should be concerned why. So, just... But remember, their conscience. According to a new biography of George Washington, he introduced the mule to America.
Really?
Took him to a cocktail party, said, America, this is a mule.
I prefer gators anyways.
And Eisenhower said the buck stops here.
That's right. So there, all of that stuff going on. So I'm not sure. That's... haven't read the story. That's just kind of a little headline thing. We'll probably get the story in... day or two.
This a little scary. American Airlines, 757, bound for Dallas, forced to return to San Francisco yesterday when passengers witnessed cabin panels separating from the walls of the aircraft.
That would be a little disconcerting.
Accompanied by a loud bang as it happened. Now, it could be there's just, you know, one little rivet or grommet popped out, which would be the bang, and then the panel just kind of pulls away from the wall. But, yeah, again, why would you want to do that? Could we just take this plane back and go get another one? Hey, by the way, did we get to see anything that Cliff Howard ate at the State Fair? I kind of charged him with taking pictures of that. Did he post any of those on his website?
I've seen nothing.
I will tell you, though, a friend of mine is from England.
Yes.
And went and posted a picture of funnel cakes, which for us is standard fair food, right?
Been around a while.
Right. Everybody, all of her friends in England were just stupefied. They had no idea what it is.
Well, that's why we're a greater country than they are.
It was just funny to see some of the guesses.
They said, what is this?
Yeah, she was like, this is one of the things that we had. It was absolutely fabulous, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. What do you think it is?
Yeah. Well, we got one more to add to the list.
Okay.
Again, I don't get this whole pumpkin spice latte thing.
It's pumpkin spice everything.
Yeah, well, pumpkin spice latte. Now, apparently a food blogger, Amy Erickson of Oh Bite It, came up with this idea to create deep-fried pumpkin spice lattes. Suggested if you use store-bought angel food cake or pound cake, then basically you soak them in this pumpkin spice latte and you fry them and sprinkle them with cinnamon and sugar. I guess if you have a lot of time on your hands and a lot of money, because, you know, if you're going to go get their pumpkin spice latte, and go ahead and just get their pound cake, too, because that's about $6 a slice, isn't it?
Probably.
And just put it in together and just soak it up and then fry that. Because everybody's got a deep fryer at their house, don't they? Just for that?
They should.
Well, you know, you're warming it up to use it to deep fry the turkey for Thanksgiving. Go ahead and just put the pumpkin latte thing in there right now.
Start early. Why not?
Make sure you know how to do that. Couple on a fishing trip off of Florida got an unexpected surprise when a dolphin jumped into their boat. Billy and Kitsy Wise from South Carolina were enjoying a day in the ocean when it happened. Billy said the couple were watching a group of, actually it should be the couple was watching a group, but I don't want to play Conan the Grammarian. Anyway, they're watching a group of 12 to 15 dolphin out there on the surf in the boat's wake, when they heard a loud noise, and that's when the dolphin, estimated to weigh between 400 and 500 pounds, basically landed on two boat chairs that he and his wife had just vacated. The mammal ended up right next to his wife, Kitsy, as a matter of fact, before pinning her legs against the side of the boat. Then it managed to escape, which is good. Captain of the charter boat said that the Wises should kind of look out for that, because dolphins are known to get near boats. It's just, you know, not necessarily get in that close. Eventually, rescuers were able to use towels to lift the dolphin off the side of the boat and into the water. Oh, and they captured the video on YouTube, if you want to.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, kind of a cool story. I don't know if we know where in Texas this happened, but an Iraq war veteran in Texas got a big surprise when strangers paid to have his 1965 Ford Mustang restored. Kelly Foster had been paying little by little to have his classic car fixed up. Bought the Mustang in 05 after his first tour of duty. Margaret and Timor Martin were also getting their classic vehicle repaired when they heard about the soldier's story, decided to help him out with the costs. When Foster went to the garage to check on his car and see how he was doing, found out it had been restored in mint condition, they paid for it. That's kind of cool.
Dateline is Pearland.
Pearland, Texas. We know where that is. Huh?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's kind of fun. Okay. Now, since today is Be Bald and Be Free Day, 720, by the way, in an extreme case of dress code enforcement, the vice principal in China made dozens of high school students have their long hair cut in front of a live audience. A group of nearly 30 students at the high school were ordered to have their locks lopped off Just before they brought the scissors out, the vice principal invited other students and teachers to watch. The vice principal allegedly had a reputation of chopping the hair off of non-compliant students, so he did that right there in front of everybody else. And again, maybe their way of celebrating National Be Bald, Be Beautiful Day.
Yay!
Yeah. So what's the deal on 4K television, Patrick? Kind of clue me in on that.
Well,
besides it being
this one
really,
goes to
really,
four.
Really expensive.
It's imagine taking, I think I've got this right, imagine taking four 1080p TVs and putting them in a 2x2 grid.
Oh, that, my.
That's the resolution you get. So if you take all that resolution and squish it down into a smaller form factor, then you get a higher pixel density, and it'd be roughly the difference between your old iPhone and the new, what do they call it, retina resolution.
Okay,
iPhones.
So we can really tell the difference then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, I mean,
it depends on how far away you sit from your TV. If you're 10 feet away and you've got a 32-inch TV, you're watching it in bed, no big deal. If you've got a 77-inch screen and you're 4 feet away in the living room, you'll see.
You got a 77-inch screen. You got to crank the air conditioning down, though. I mean, the
the new ones are so energy efficient.
It's global warming. That's what it is. That's what they're going to eventually tell us. It's those big TV screens that's doing it now. So I'm just saying. But well, and it's interesting because I'm sure we all remember the first time we saw high def and we went, "Oh wow, that's that's a significant difference." So
my eyes burn when someone has it on the standard definition channels.
What's wrong with it? It's all fuzzy.
It hurts. Yeah. Well, we've talked about that before when they show like the old football games on the SEC network, or when they were showing the old A&M games, and you're watching, going, "Man, this is just awful. They look terrible." Mm.
Here's a new study. The FBI found that the average U.S. American has a better chance of getting robbed in cyberspace than they do on the street. Why is that a surprise?
It shouldn't be.
I mean, if you're doing, are you standing there exchanging, are you doing business transactions on a regular basis on the street? No. Do you get on the internet and do business transactions? Yeah. Then wouldn't it seem like you'd have a better chance of getting scammed there? I mean, you're the one who's giving your credit card information out. Why it's going to happen. Okay, Christmas is coming up. Here's the latest toy to emerge from the lucrative holiday gift-giving season. It's a baby dancing Groot?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy?
I am Groot.
What is a Groot?
Groot is a character from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Thank
and
you.
That's all, that's all he can say.
I am Groot?
I am Groot.
Oh, well, no, this one does more. Hello?
Hodor.
Well, you know, it's almost Friday. Well, it's not really, but I'm doing fine, thanks. How are you?
Just fine.
Great.
Hey, just going to let you know, if we're not careful on those television screens, pretty soon the government's going to make us use CFL television screens.
It's so curly.
Yeah, it's just really hard to watch.
Hey, I can't do that. I can't do that. The Hollywood Reporter says the miniaturized Marvel character dances to the Jackson 5's I Want You Back. And I guess it says Groot. $14.99.
Wow.
Okay. Just got that going for you. Well, you're the one who saw the Curve TV and thought that was great, right, Patrick?
I read that it was. Oh, I didn't get to see it in person.
I thought I talked to somebody who saw it, and they thought it was spectacular. Yeah.
Okay. Apparently it is.
Okay. Well, you know, it's just television after all. And I've got a story about that today, too, how that's basically all we're doing is sitting around watching television.
Yeah.
So good for us. All right, 7:24. Check the weather for you in just a minute, then the rush update.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Aggie Fan Slavodchek Sausage is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics and available all season long at Kyle Field. Slavodchek uses the same great Czech recipe you've been used to for years and is made just down the road in Snook, Texas. Slavodchek has been part of the Aggie community since 1957. So come see us at Kyle or look for us at your local HEB, Walmart, or Sam's Club. Slavodchek Sausage, proud to be the official sausage of the Aggies.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Aransas Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer, Norma G Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com. Voted best in the Brazos for 13 straight years. Sunny and 76 today, but winds will be out of the northwest, 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. May not quite feel that way, but it'll be nice. Clear tonight. 50 will be our low. Back up to about 80 degrees for tomorrow. And tomorrow, the winds are going to come back around probably out of the west, so we won't have that cool feeling that we're going to have today. But the low at night, very nice, 56. Then 85 on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, lots of sunshine, and low temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Right now, we've got winds out of the west at 7, 80% relative humidity, and it's 52.
I'm Frank Verisco, market president at American Momentum Bank. More than anything else, you want to bank with people you trust to do the right thing for you in every situation. If you're having a difficult time with your current bank, why not switch for the last time to American Momentum Bank? Member FDIC.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Yesterday, the city of Seattle celebrated their first Indigenous Peoples Day. And, of course, the day before that, the Seahawks lost to the Cowboys. The mayor made this holiday official. Meanwhile, the rest of the country, except the fringe liberals among us, celebrated Columbus Day. Tim Cavanaugh of National Review satirically noted that behind Indigenous Peoples Day is the same white male power structure theory that sabotaged the Susan B. Anthony dollar by making it look exactly like a quarter. And the same liberal white male power structure that picked the shortest month of the year, February, for Black History Month. What an insult. Now, Kavanaugh says that a generic day is a deliberately empty gesture by liberals honoring all so-called indigenous people instead of an individual. Martin Luther King Day has a resonance that Black People Day would not, he points out. Now, the mayor, back to him, Ed Murray, told the Seattle Times that the new Indigenous Peoples Day will add new significance to the date without replacing the Columbus Day tradition. The reality is, liberals have been after Christopher Columbus' scalp for years. They blame him and European settlers for spreading illnesses that wiped out native people. See, the liberals believe disease-ridden Europe should have quarantined itself from America. They blame Columbus for genocide, homicide, patricide, racicide, homophobiacide, and every other side you can think of. But Columbus Day is still a federal holiday, and it'll continue to be unless liberals mount a full-fledged national campaign to dislodge it, and don't think they won't try.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is a serious topic for all men. Every single man listening will have a prostate problem if he lives long enough. That's right. All of us men will suffer from an enlarged prostate, which means urinating more often, waking at night to urinate, or problems with intimacy. That's why every man needs to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-983-1711. Prostate problems are not an issue of if, they're an issue of when. Super Beta Prostate's ingredient is clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate, reduce waking at night to go, and help improve intimacy. Call for your free bottle. Just call 1-800-983-1711. That's 1-800-983-1711. Call 1-800-983-1711.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
3 years before the founding of Texas A&M, ANCO Insurance was insuring cotton barges carrying cargo on the Brazos River. Today, our clients include farmers and ranchers, large industry and major corporations, as well as the store around the corner. Customer service and the best insurance products and services are our primary focus. We have the experience to help your business in today's stressful times. Visit ANCO Insurance at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 53 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Investors in a $10 billion high-speed passenger rail line between Houston and Dallas will be in Bryan and Huntsville the last week of October to get your comments. The president of the Texas Central Railway, Robert Eccles, expects at some point there will be a station to shuttle rail passengers to and from Bryan and College Station.
And Bryan College Station does not have a big enough population to run a train there on its own, but there's a logic. It's a little more traffic than the quarter million people or 300,000 or whatever the number is there because of the university. So it's not big enough on its own to drive the market to run a train there. But as a stop on the route, there's a certain logic to that.
There was a local group supporting a different alignment called the Texas T-Bone that would have connected the Twin Cities to Temple, which would have been a stop between Dallas and San Antonio. While BCS isn't getting a direct stop right away, T-Bone proponent John Happ says it's great that Texas is getting high-speed rail.
I think the big push for this was both Houston and Dallas. They want more trains to go direct and not stop.
Those bringing the 200-mile-an-hour bullet train will be joining state and federal officials in Bryan on October 27th at the Brazos Center and the following day in Huntsville at the Veterans Conference Center. Online at WTAW.com is more information about the public meeting and the Texas Central Railway. For the first time in 35 years, Southwest Airlines can fly anywhere from Love Field without any restrictions. It took the carrier 8 years to repeal the Wright Amendment. Southwest CEO Gary Kelly says he's looking forward to the new future of his company.
More flights, more low fares, more people can afford to fly, more bags fly free. And it's that good old-fashioned Southwest effect.
The Wright Amendment, named after former House Speaker Jim Wright of Fort Worth, was implemented to keep the then-new DFW airport from having too much competition. The first non-restricted destination for Southwest is Denver. Kelly says another 10 cities will be added within the next 3 months. An annual relocation report shows Texas gained more out-of-state residents last year than any other state, and the third highest in the number of people leaving for another state.
The net effect, according to the Texas Association of Realtors, is 138,000 new residents from out of state last year, or 378 each day. Brazos County had a net gain of nearly 8,600 new relocations last year, which was the second highest in the state. But the out-of-state number was a little more than 1,000. Another 7,600 moved here from elsewhere in Texas. The in-state relocations were from many counties. Bexar County led with 765, which is just one-tenth of the in-state total. Leading the state with the highest net gain of relocations, Denton County at almost 14,000. After Brazos County, where Williamson and Hayes near the state capitol, rounding out the top five, Bexar County. Online at WTAW.com, you can see the Realtors Association's charts, graphs, and summaries for Brazos County and the rest of the state. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Those building the new Northgate housing and retail development called The Domain will be able to use a construction crane. The College Station City Council at its last meeting approved closing the 300 block of First Street from December through next July. Five lost parking spaces will be made up in a city-owned lot, but those spaces will not be reserved for renters or those who work in the area. Northgate District Association Director Chris Scotty says it was a compromise.
We took a vote of the District Association Board, and it wasn't 100%. And I think that is actually indicative of the give and take, or the fact that each entity that had to compromise on this has some skin in the game.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz heard from the owner of two rental properties where the street will be closed, asking to allow renters to park in their yards.
In one property, there's two people there with each a vehicle. The second property had three people each with a vehicle. The driveway only can manage one vehicle each, so that would displace, you know, at least three vehicles.
City Manager Kelly Templin says staff will attempt to work something out for the affected renters.
A Houston man on his way home from Kyle Field Saturday night died behind the wheel. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says motorists attempted to help the man whose car stopped on FM 2818 near George Bush.
Nearby motorists were able to ascertain that the gentleman was having a medical issue as opposed to it being a traffic-related condition. They attempted to begin CPR on him. The gentleman was transported to a local medical facility where he unfortunately passed away.
This incident, along with the crash on the FM 60 bridge over 2818, further delayed traffic leaving Saturday night's Texas A&M football game. Texas officials say they're trying to find an appropriate place to monitor a dog that belongs to a nurse diagnosed with Ebola. The nurse's Dallas apartment is being thoroughly cleaned after tests over the weekend confirmed she is infected. A Dallas spokeswoman says the city will make sure the dog is cared for. And in Louisiana, a judge has signed an order temporarily blocking the disposal of the ashes of the belongings of Ebola victim Thomas Duncan. Linens, bedding, and carpet taken from Duncan's apartment were incinerated in Port Arthur last Friday. The operators of a landfill in Lake Charles say they will not accept the ashes until Louisiana officials agree that doing so would pose no public health threat. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 53 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news coming up at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Tickets are now available for the third annual Brazos Valley Fair. Make plans to bring the whole family out to the Brazos Valley Fair and Expo October 17th, 18th, and 19th. Fun for all ages with a carnival, rodeo, concert, shopping, big races, petting zoo, livestock shows, and a big tailgate area. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 12th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Good morning, it's 7:39, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Beautiful fall day in the forecast as high pressure continues to build across the state. We'll have abundant sunshine today, quite comfortable. Highs anywhere from 75 to 80 through the afternoon hours. Clear tonight, lows will fall back to about 50. Sunshine's in the forecast for tomorrow, high of 80. Tomorrow night clear, lows around 55. It'll be sunny Thursday. Temperatures, they're probably going to be up around 80 once again on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know everybody else expects something completely different because they sometimes don't respect other people like they should.
That's Nick Saban on the win over Arkansas not being a big enough win. We'll have more on that as the Aggies take on Alabama this weekend. We'll also have more on Major League Baseball and the NFL from Monday Night Football last night. All that and more coming up here in about 12 minutes.
All right, so we have this story today. Bill has that 138,000 people was the net gain, is that right, for the state of Texas?
Yes.
And we had 8,600 that moved here into Brazos County, which is a pretty spectacular increase, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, why would they do that?
Did you say 186,000?
Did I say 100? Yeah, 138.
Yeah, 8,600 here, 138.
138, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Right. So the question is, why would anybody move to Texas?
Taxes.
Yeah, I understand. But according to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, there's no reason in the world you would want to live anywhere in the South. You see, what they did is they ranked all 50 states plus the District of Columbia using 9 different criteria, the measures of well-being, health, safety, housing, access to broadband, civic engagement, education, jobs, environment, and the income that is available. The study decided what they do is they do a 0 to 10, okay? 10 would be perfect, 0 would be an embarrassment, and they did each of those measures against the states. And while no state is perfect, New Hampshire did better than any other. 77.6% out of a possible 100. Hello?
And what this all my wildest dreams have come true.
What did he say?
I think it was a Napoleon Dynamite reference.
Thank you. Okay.
They didn't.
I only saw it four times.
There were no penalties for snow shoveling?
No.
Because I've never done that in my life.
I'm just saying, though. Second would be Minnesota, then Vermont, then Iowa, then North Dakota.
That's a lot of snow shoveling.
That's exactly right.
It's when I moved back to Texas, I vowed I'd never do it again.
Meanwhile, there are a number of states, according to the report, all of them in the South.
All of them.
It says you might want to avoid Mississippi, yes, which scored lower than any other state, barely broke 50 on the index. Yeah, but they got football teams that can kick your butt. I'm just saying.
And that's all that and really matters.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Other states that did very poorly would be Arkansas and Alabama, West Virginia, and Tennessee.
Well, that's fine.
In fact, you might as well. It says here, and this is in the article that was in the Washington Post. In fact, you might as well skip the South altogether. The region, which performed the worst of any in the country, is home to 8 of the poorest performing states. Ah, why would anybody move here? I don't understand.
It's good. I just hope the author doesn't move here.
I don't
have to worry about that.
State with the cleanest environment.
Well, as long as they don't bring their politics, they can come.
Sure, mm-hmm. Yeah. State with the cleanest environment, Alaska. Well, nobody lives there. What do you want? Of course it's cleaner. Sport. Hello?
You know, it's obvious that everyone is jealous of the SEC.
Yeah. I mean, we got a business writer in Chicago who's ripping us.
Because Northwestern's doing so well.
That's right. The most educated state, okay? Educational attainment. Cognitive skills of students and years of education, Vermont would be number one, followed by Minnesota and Montana. The least, Texas, Mississippi, and California. Now, I don't know about Mississippi, but Texas and California have a hell of a lot of people living there, okay?
Uh-huh. People who probably don't even qualify to go to school.
That has got to diffuse part of it. Hello?
Hey, that's good news because we really don't want those people down.
Yeah, I hear you. I know exactly what you mean. Hello?
The war of northern aggression is obviously not over.
Well, of course it's not. They're trying to just remind us over and over again, aren't they?
They're just bitter.
Oh, so, I'm sorry. We have a lot of people here. And as Patrick said, some of them not even qualified to get into elementary school. So, yeah, those numbers are going to skew that way. The most politically engaged state, I found this fascinating. Of course, District of Columbia was number one.
It's not a state.
Yeah, I know. But they did the states in D.C.
Oh.
The most politically engaged state is Mississippi? Really? I found that interesting.
Is it a purple state?
No, I don't think so.
I didn't think so either.
New England fares extremely well by just about every measure.
Oh, of course.
At best, the states of the region are among the highest in the country. Even at their worst, they're still above average.
Well, of course
we are. I hope you do.
That's a t-shirt phrase.
Isn't that where Harvard is?
Yes. Yeah. Hello?
Those that came to Brazos County?
Yeah.
Came for the infomaniac.
There you go.
Oh, attaboy. Attaboy.
I mean, it just proves you can get... Yeah, exactly right, because I guarantee you there is not a radio station in the Northeast today who would tell you that the world record for sucking an entire bottle of ketchup through a straw is 39 seconds.
Oh,
Tuesdays
yeah.
at Go. Fred and Fred Seafood are Tuna Tuesdays, which means up to 10% off fresh yellowfin tuna loin, custom filleted to the perfect thickness for grilling, pan searing, or baking. They'll even season it for you. Do something different for dinner. Stop by Fred and Fred Seafood Market on South College and Bryan next to the Farm Patch. If it were any fresher, it would be in the sea. Like Fred and Fred Seafood Market on Facebook for specials and recipes. Aggie owned and operated.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
So your adult child lives on their own, but they've hit a financial roadblock. Now you're wondering if there's a way to offer help without them becoming dependent upon you. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. And if that's a scenario you're facing, I've got a few ideas you may want to keep in mind. First, be helpful in a way that doesn't dramatically change your son or daughter's lifestyle. Feel free to help with the cost of necessary items like groceries or the electric bill, but don't shower your child with luxuries. And especially don't offer monthly support. Routinely handing over money may ease a temporary need, but in the long run, it's the surest way for your child to become overly reliant upon you. Next, offer assistance with no strings attached. A gift should be just that, a gift, not an attempt to control your child's behavior. So don't use money as a way to get more phone calls or visits during the holidays. And don't give with a list of demands for how you expect them to spend the money. That kind of manipulation can bring about resentment and could damage your relationship. So if you can give, do it without any conditions. Remember, the challenge is balancing your desire to help with what's best for your adult child's long-term well-being, as well as to protect your relationship along the way. If you need help applying these concepts to your situation, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look, her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
At University Pediatric Association, an annual well check is much more than just keeping vaccinations up to date and charting height and weight. A thorough physical exam every year is the best way to ensure the health and happiness of your child. After a child enters kindergarten, they may not need another vaccination until the sixth grade, and that makes it easier for parents to put off the annual appointment. But children develop quickly during these years, and understanding the effects of individual risk factors like stress, sleep habits, and lifestyle choices is critical to a child's overall health, both physical and emotional. The annual well check is the best time to discuss these things with your child's pediatrician. At UPA, an annual well check includes a vision screening that can detect problems in the eyes before a child's vision is threatened, and we'll perform other tests as needed so you'll always know what's best for your family. For more information on well checks, click on upadocs.com. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
Men, when you're ready to upgrade your appearance, it's time to go to Sonny's Barbershop. Whether you want a better version of the haircut you've been getting, an update, or something completely new, the professional barbers at Sonny's are experts in helping you achieve that fresh, improved look. The moment you step into Sonny's, you'll know you're in a real barbershop, and when you step out, you'll know why so many men insist that nobody knows hair like Sonny's does. What are you waiting for? Aren't you ready to begin looking better today? Just go to Sonny's. Sonny's Barbershop on Villa Maria across from McDonald's.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:49. A&M football is getting ready to head to Tuscaloosa, Alabama this Saturday. The Crimson Tide is coming off a one-point win over Arkansas, and a Bama fan was not happy with such a close win. And Tide coach Nick Saban was not happy that Bama fan was not happy.
I know everybody else expects something completely different because they sometimes don't respect other people like they should. So we need to play better in some areas of our team. There's no doubt about it. We need to control the line of scrimmage better. We don't need to make as many mental errors on defense.
Aggies and Elephants with a pregame with Dave South and Dave Elmendorf at 1:30 and a kickoff at 2:30 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. In Monday Night Football last night, the 49ers have a three-game winning streak and a 4-2 record after Colin Kaepernick passed for 343 yards and three touchdowns, 80 of which and one of the touchdowns going to Brandon Lloyd.
Kaepernick steps up, shot downfield is open, and breaking free is Brandon Lloyd, and Lloyd will score, touchdown. Huge play to get the Niners back in it.
That is horrible defense by St. Louis.
That pushed the San Francisco 49ers to a 31-17 win over the Rams in St. Louis. In Major League Baseball, rain caused the postponement of Game 3 of the American League Championship Series between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Royals in KC. The Orioles still plan to use Wei-Yun Chen as their Game 3 starter today, but the Royals could bypass Jeremy Guthrie for Jamie Shields with the Kansas City Royals up 2-0 in the series. Royals manager Ned Yost said he'd announce his starting pitcher later today. First pitch, 7:05. The National League Championship Series resumes in San Francisco this afternoon, 2 days after Cardinals evened the series at a game apiece on a homer by Colton Wong in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wong knows it is far from over.
Such a good team over there that, it's going to take everything that we can throw at them to win. So, just to get this win going in there, definitely give us a little confidence, but we know we have, a long road ahead.
Tim Hudson gets the ball for the Giants against the Cardinals right-hander John Lackey. The Giants split their two home games in the division series after going 45-36 in the regular season. They'll crank things up at 3:05. A hearing has been scheduled for tomorrow on whether to remove the judge presiding over the felony child abuse case against Adrian Peterson. Prosecutors plan to argue for replacing State District Judge Kelly Case as the presiding judge in the Peterson proceedings. That's after Judge Case was said to have referred to the attorneys in the case as, quote, media whores. A source tells ESPN that Florida State's Athletic Compliance Department has begun to look into how so many Jameis Winston autographs were authenticated by a single company. ESPN business reporter Darren Revelle has more.
None of this suggests that Jameis Winston got paid. However, as someone in the autograph industry suggested to us in our story, the large lot of items that were submitted to the autograph authentication company, James Spence, obviously makes someone suspect as to whether this was a professional signing or, as Jimbo Fisher said after Saturday's game, whether it was just a bunch of fans, as he believes.
The investigation is ongoing. Second first, same as the first. This time we move to Georgia, though, where the running back Todd Gurley continues to practice while remaining on indefinite suspension for basically the same thing. The school is investigating possible violations of NCAA rules committed by Gurley. He was held out of the Bulldogs' 34-0 win over Missouri Saturday, but he did practice yesterday. In NBA preseason action, Isaac Kanaan put Houston ahead for good with a three-pointer with 29 seconds left, and the Rockets defeated the Phoenix Suns 95-92. Houston was playing without Dwight Howard and James Harden. Kanaan finished with 16 points. And finally, A&M Kingsville has fired head coach David Callaway after leading the Javelinas to a 1-5 record midway through his second season. The school named offensive line coach Jaime Martinez on the interim basis. The university will conduct a nationwide search for a new coach. And that's your sports brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, click on visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man.
I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 4 minutes still. Hello.
Hey, come on. Nick Saban's been around long enough to know it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether you cover the point.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. That's what he's upset about.
Okay, kids at an elementary school in Kentucky will have to celebrate their birthdays with bookmarks and erasers instead of birthday cake and ice cream. In an effort to combat the threat of childhood obesity, school officials at Burlington Elementary School in Burlington, Kentucky, that's a suburb of Cincinnati, ban all the treats from in-school birthday celebrations. A school official said that the school has an obligation to look out for the wellness of children. We have to remember the children. Yep, that's it. So those erasers, which kids will get really excited about, they'll really be excited about that, and they'll get a chance to use them. So I know. It'll be just
It's not the parents' responsibility. Oh, no.
How about this one? I don't know that this one can be topped. A Mobile, Alabama mom not happy about a controversial school contract her daughter signed without her consent. The contract, by the way, her daughter is five. Okay? Her daughter is five.
How is that legal then?
The contract, I think it's just so that it's an awareness thing. We'll see. Promises her daughter will not kill or injure herself or others.
Oh, I saw this.
The mother says that school officials crossed the line when they had her five-year-old daughter sign a Mobile County public safety contract without her being present. School officials said the little girl drew something that resembled a gun.
Gub.
According to them, she pointed a crayon at another student and said, pew, pew.
Next serial killer right there. Get her off the streets.
Oh, it is so, so frightfully scary. Yeah.
Spinning into the ocean, I'm telling
what
you.
What can we do about it? That's fine. All right, in addition to the world record for sucking an entire bottle of ketchup through a straw being 39 seconds.
That's just vile.
I don't know how big the bottle of ketchup is, and why would, you know, and after you practice and you had a problem and you hit 44 and that was as good as you could do, I mean, what's to say? A quarter of our brain is used to control the eyes. We actually use our brains to see. The eyes basically act as cameras. Did you know that we're born with 300 bones, but by the time we get to be an adult, we've only got 206? Where'd those go? Each year, 1 ton of cement is poured for each man, woman, and child in the world.
1 ton?
1 ton is what it says here.
No kidding.
And the citrus soda 7-Up, created back in 1929, the 7 because it was 7 ounces, and the up because that's the way the bubbles went.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, okay. Well, 7 down, that's not going to work. We knew that. So that's how 7-Up got its name. Let's see. So what else we have? The Netflix folks are apparently going to charge extra for that 4K ultra high-definition content that we were talking about earlier this morning. Netflix will offer only a handful of titles with that ultra HD, including the first season of The Blacklist. Wow. That's a pretty violent show to be showing in 4K. But anyway, watch for it. Subscribers will have to pay for that extra expensive service tier. The new Netflix members who want access to the Ultra HD must sign up for the family plan at $11.99 a month, which allows simultaneous streaming of up to 4 programs. Previously, Netflix had offered 4K content for subscribers who would sign a contract for $8 per month.
Ooh.
So there you go. Gone up a little bit. Oh, and we promised today, didn't have time to do it yesterday, promised today that we'll do the list of The best fries and hamburgers and all the fast food joints in America. The chains, okay? Not talking about single locations. Hey, pretty nice day today. We're going to have northerly winds, though, gusting up to 20 miles an hour, which could be a little bit chilly. Look for a high of 76. 50 tonight, about 79 for tomorrow. It's 51 now. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.